Hey, y'all, the best play on a new Ford is at Sanderson Ford now during the Labor Day sales event. This is the time to get big incentives on over 1,500 new Fords. Purchase a new 2018 F-150 Super Crew truck and get zero. That's 0% financing for 5 full years, plus up to $4,800 cash back. Get 0% financing for a full 6 years, plus $1,000 cash back on Escape, Explorer, and Edge. But hurry, it all ends Labor Day, and Sanderson Ford will be closed on Sunday. Buy now and enjoy your new Ford in Cave Creek this Sunday for a Labor Day fireworks extravaganza presented by Sanderson Ford and Sanderson Lincoln. Bring the family and celebrate in the all-new Sanderson Ford Pavilion at the Buffalo Chip Saloon or Harold's Corral, the Roadhouse, or the Horny Toad. Admission is free on first-come, first-served basis. Fireworks will start at sundown. This is Sanderson Ford Country.
They're making it awful hard for me not to go trade in.
Yeah, baby.
I've had that game of whatever comes first, a $3,000 repair or 300,000 miles. And
you got to be inching close. You got to be inching close.
The air conditioner doesn't run at the stoplight only when you're moving. For whatever reason, it goes into idle and the air conditioning stops.
Yeah.
If you press too fast on the gas pedal or off too fast, you can feel the transmission driving.
You've got a few miles on that rig, that's for sure.
I'm right at 250. I'm not thinking it's going to hit the 300 mark. They're making it awful hard for me not to hold true on my strategy there.
Yeah, they are. get out to Carefree for their fireworks extravaganza. That's tomorrow night at sunset.
I'm really just hoping it hangs on enough till the Rangers hit. So
new Ford Ranger comes on.
Yeah, I don't need the size of a 150.
That's right.
Now that I've got the 250, and so, but there's still times I need to bring home sack feed or a couple bales of hay. So a Bronco, you know, they're bringing that back.
Yeah.
Isn't really practical to throw a bale of hay inside the back.
Can you learn how to drive in a car with the steering wheel on the right side? Let's go to Europe. Ford's got the Ranger in Europe in a Raptor version.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Cool.
Yes, it is.
So I'm just hoping that it'll hold on until a Ranger can hit. Because then I've still got a bed. But my mileage almost doubles, and I put enough miles on that. That adds up over 250,000 miles.
Yes, it does.
So, all right, we're talking Rosie on the house. We're in our in a brand new month here, September, when we're following our new home maintenance calendar. The entire month of September is planting. Why? You know, we talk every broadcast at the 8 o'clock hour about landscaping and gardening, but it's always on the more do-it-yourself and maintenance side that landscaping and gardening takes. This hour, we're talking about design, build, landscape. And to start off on your design, you got to know what's available, especially if we're looking for natural aridscape, desert environment. You know, it always cracks me up when people say, man, there's just no color in Arizona. You're just not looking or paying attention. There's beautiful colors, and they bloom at different times, and they come and go with the seasons, and some of them only bloom at night. But if you think there's not a great planting variety, you just haven't spent enough time looking around, and that's where we're starting today. Where can you go look and see incredible desert landscapes and native landscapes? The Flagstaff is far from a desert. We had half hour from the Flagstaff Arboretum. Well, now we're going to Tucson with Adam Farrell, who is the horticulturist at the Tucson Botanical Gardens, a little 5.5-acre sanctuary in the old adobe. Adam.
Hello. How you all doing today?
Paint us a picture of the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
All right. Well, we're a jewel in the middle of the city, so we're right smack in the middle of Albernon and right off of Grant Road there. And the oldest part of the property had started being landscaped and planted in 1929 by the Porter family. And the Porters actually opened up a nursery on the property that ran through the 50s. And then In the early 80s, the property was turned into the Tucson Botanical Gardens. So we've got some of the oldest mature landscape in town, especially when you're talking the middle of town. So our property in the middle of summer, there's areas that are probably 20, 25 degrees cooler than the rest of the city.
And when you think natural trees, pretty easy, mesquites, Palo Verdes, ironwoods, but talk about some other native, not so obvious specimens that are on site.
Oh, yeah. We've got, let's see, you guys were talking color before. So the desert willow, I think, is one of those trees I wish I saw more around town. And it can grow quite large, 30 feet tall, and just about as wide if you want it to be that way. Because a lot of our desert trees, you can have them be a multi-trunk tree, or you can train them to be a single trunk. But that desert willow comes in colors from white all the way to dark purple, and they're blooming this time of year. So we have some very mature single trunk willows on site. There's also things like the orchid tree, which we have on site as well, which puts on just a white or pink cluster of flowers that where the whole tree is just covered with it come spring and into the summer. So when you're talking about color, it's so easy to get there. And then we also, I know we've got a lot of people that live in town from the Midwest, and they always miss the, their leaf turn. And so even though it's not native, we really, really recommend the red pistache because it's a low water tree, and it does a foliage change of a brilliant red.
That's Adam Farrell at the Tucson Botanical Gardens. We appreciate your time. Alvernon and Grant open on Saturdays. Their website, TucsonBotanical.org. You can find a complete list of classes and schedules. We'll finish talking off air. It seemed like it was cutting in and out a little bit, so we'll continue on through our list here. While you're in Tucson, there's also the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum, and this is one I have not hit, but it is on my next to do. We'll be there for the Hot Saba Home Show first week in October, broadcasting live. It'll be, we've got, you were asking last hour about new developments. We've got a brand new hit in the street item here at Rosie on the House that will make its debut at the Saba Home Show. But I'm going a day early to spend time at the Desert Museum that is in Tucson. Jen from the office has said that their family used to go down on weekends just to spend the weekend at the Desert Museum. It's that incredible.
It is. It's nice. It's really nice.
You've been there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been a while, but I have been there.
And that is home to 1,200 different plants. And I'm sorry, 1,200 plant species and 56,000 individual plants. So there wouldn't be any shortages there. I'm thinking this is the place if you're going to go and create your own, you know, you're starting your checklist on what you want. You would probably have to go back four or five different times.
Could do that.
And sure, your list would change every single time
could be.
You went.
It could. It could. It really could. So we're taking y'all a tour this hour across the great state of Arizona to places you can go and observe planned landscaping installed. We had the Flagstaff Arboretum. We've got the Tucson Arboretum. We've taken y'all to the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum, the Tucson Botanical Garden. We've taken you to the Carefree Sundial Garden. How about the Scottsdale Xeriscape Garden? That's a really easy one to find. It's right on the corner of Hayden and McDonald, between the dog park and the baseball diamonds.
It's not the most obvious thing if you're driving Hayden Road,
right?
But you can turn in and park, and they've done an incredible job with bringing in some of the best hardscape features, in my opinion. The way they've got the retention walls laid out, it's absolutely phenomenal. Tied with, and you missed it for this year, but that's a place, and it's not even on our list, but it's a place like Kierland where you've got to go when the Palo Verdes are in bloom. They've just got a canopy in the walkway of Palo Verdes that's like gold rain when you're walking through there, and all the spectacular display of yellow flowers are just dropping, and the sidewalk is lined. It's phenomenal.
And you're right about that is a great place to see incorporation of hardscape, because they've done a really good job of seat walls, retaining walls, shade sails, all kinds of different components that can add a level of beauty. Even the little garden paths that they've got and whatnot. So that's the
7,000 plants on that little stretch.
And I mean, it's not big. It's really little, and it is a great exhibit that City of Scottsdale wanted to put together, demonstrate the beauty of saving water. Here are all things that you can plant, that you can enjoy, like Romy says, that can generate color, but are all very low water consuming plants and vegetation. So that's just one more place to get out there and take a look. And I'll tell you what, I can't encourage you enough. Bring your camera and take pictures of the same plant from different angles, up close, back far away. And it's a great way to start putting together a little palette board of photographs of what you might like an area of your yard to start feeling like. And some of these botanical gardens and arboretums have designated little herb garden areas and edible food areas. And that's one thing that Romy and I and Jennifer and I have kind of been working on, that, gosh, if you're going to have a yard and it's going to be landscaped and you're going to water it and you're going to trim it and you're going to fertilize it and you're going to care for it and tend for it, why not make it something you can eat?
And if you've read this article or you're listening and saying, hey, they haven't mentioned, you know, help us grow this. I didn't even think about Kierland putting this together, but when I went to talk about the Palo Verde bloom, that's one area that always immediately comes to mind. I hated it when it was going in, because that was our desert playing field while we were in high school at Horizon. They're destroying our play field. You know? That's where we'd go drive the trucks in the desert and bonfires and all that. But talk about just a beautiful place to enjoy the desert bloom. So if we've missed something, you know, share it with us, and we'll build out this resource on our website, one of which is the one I have yet to visit too, but the Rio Salado. We'll talk about that coming back at the end of the break. That one is getting on my hit list.